Deep in the American suburbs, there exists a place owned by an old man named Richard. Every weekend or day off, all of these men just start making excuses about having to head over to old man Richard's place. These dads and lads telling their mothers, grandmothers, girlfriends, children, that they have to head over and help out old man Richard maintain his place, give him some company. These men instantly winning some brownie points amongst their friends and family, as everybody is just generally led to believe that all of these men are just fine citizens, all of them giving up their free time and energy to support who they assumed was a frail, dying old man in his twilight years. But little did they know that that's far from the truth. Of course, if you lived in this neighborhood, you would arrive at the same conclusion. Everybody knew old man Richard. Whenever he walked out, he would be in a sweater vest, khakis that reached all the way past his shoes. Just a decrepit-looking old man. But all the men and all the boys that lived in this neighborhood knew better. They all know him for who he is behind closed doors. Because when old man Richard takes off his sweater vest, takes off his khakis, and takes off his old daddy underwear, underneath all that, he's this brawny, hung, athletic, well-groomed silver fox. Old man Richard, although he lives alone, he's never truly alone. Men are always stopping by his place to visit, to chat, to work out in his home gym, to chill out by the pool, and most importantly of all, to masturbate. Because old man Richard, he's running a little jack-off club, allowing men to just come and go as they please. Anytime they want, they can stop by old man Richard's place while he's still awake, and they can put their sore, hard-working feet up and really just take a load off. From the basement to the balcony, old man Richard's place is just a place for all these men to let go of what normally stresses them in their day-to-day lives. Back when the land was cheap, old man Richard purchased the two houses on either side of his house and just tore them down, put up a nice and tall fence and covered it with greenery. So that way, all of the horny, horny men can enter through the side of the gate into the side of the garage where they can get changed. Old man Richard's place, it has a dress code. If you want to chill out at old man Richard's place, you have to rock out with your cock out. No pants, no underwear, maybe a shirt or a harness or a pair of tennis shoes or socks were permitted. But definitely not anything that covers the genitals. Because old man Richard, he's one of those men who were men before men were men. He's just a really macho fucker with the mouth of a sailor because he was in the Navy. Having become a man amongst men who proudly displayed their manhood in the showers, in the barracks, and on the battlefield, this was one thing that he made sure he could provide. A place for men to show off their manhood. An unapologetically private, proud, penile place. Richard fully believes that the only time that a penis should be covered in his place is at his large, state-of-the-art garage gym. There, and only there, jock straps are to be worn while you exercise in order to prevent any hernias or penile injuries that could occur. Dads and lads who want to use the gym, they just have to go and dig out of a large laundry bin of jock straps and try to find one that's their size. Most of the jock straps in this bin are older than the men who wind up wearing them. Just last week, a college boy was shocked to find that he was wearing the exact same jockstrap that every single male relative he has worn, as showcased by the signatures on the waistband and the color of pubes left in the pouch. Pouches that are stained heavily with seminal fluids, sweat, and testosterone. These old jockstraps are more comfortable than any new jockstrap ever could be. And so it's not uncommon to see one of the many gym rats spurting their load mid-set. After a nice sweaty workout, the jockstraps are then put up on the clothesline. A habit that isn't required, but it's definitely recommended to avoid the next wearer having a spermy surprise when they put it on. But at the front of the home gym are all these marvelous full-length lockers. Each man that comes into Old Man Richard's place, they get assigned a locker. All of these lockers are just jam-packed with all of the types of toys that these boys and men can't really keep at home. Just take a look at this one over here. What do we got? 24-inch dildo, butt plugs, anal beads, leather, lingerie, filthy fucking porn mags, and fuck toys that are still warm with hot boy spunk. Old Man Richard's place is massive, and yet, if you go into any room at any given time, you'll find at least 3 men in there. Just take a look in the sauna right now. There's 9 men, all of them dripping with sweat, bare ass cheeks on the sauna bench, as they all listen and stroke ever so slowly, as to not ejaculate during one of Old Man Richard's sexually provocative stories. And yet every single time, just before he can get to the good part, all of the men around him just end up ejaculating directly onto the hot sauna rocks. But could you blame them? Old Man Richard, he's a fucking stud. He's retirement age, but aside from his salt and pepper hair coating his entire body, he's got the physique of a 45-year-old powerlifting bodybuilder. He's a real man's man who takes care of his health. When he doesn't have a grown man's dick in his mouth, he always just spits out all these old wartime stories back when he was just a young little slut. The majority of his stories revolve around sucking and fucking his whole platoon in the showers every day and every night back when he was in the Navy. Today, he was recounting when he docked in a rinky-dink village somewhere in Southeast Asia and fucked every single man in the village before getting back on the ship and going to the next place. After finishing up his story, Old Man Richard gets up out of the sauna, taking his time as he listens to the beefy moans of the men masturbating to his beefy behind. He takes his time and lets his hairy, beefy, muscular ass just sway back and forth for all the horny men watching. You take one look at Old Dick's dick, and you can tell why he's popular amongst all the men. His dick is as thick as a beer can and reaches down all the way to his knees, even while soft. And the way his softball-sized testicles bounce in their loose sack, oh, it's erotic enough to make even the most high-strung, neurotic, straight man sperm all over his chest. And a majority of the men who visit Old Man Richard, they are straight by societal standards. Wife and kids are just down the block from the place where these grown men all gather to rub their cocks together. The combination between the high fences and the strictly enforced nudity allows all these paternal figures to just have their own little slice of paradise before heading back to their normal lives. The majority of men just come here to come. On average, a man that enters Old Man Richard's place ends up ejaculating at least 12 times before packing it up and calling it a day. The daddies and the boys who frequent Old Man Richard's place, they often bring in their friends who are grumpy, out of shape, tired, and complete cynics to visit Old Man Richard's place under the guise of charity, of helping an old man get back on his feet, when really, they're helping their bros out. They're helping their other friends who may be struggling with being a strong man at all times. They help them get into Old Man Richard's place and give them a place to relax. One of these newer groups that frequent Old Man Richard's place are these frat boys that have visited from out of town. These frat boys were once violent, very sadistic, yelling at the top of their lungs as they enter any business and any building, including the library on campus. One of the more well-behaved brothers invited all of his fraternity to visit Old Man Richard's place to get their community service hours in. And Old Man Richard, he whipped them into shape, both figuratively and quite literally. And now, as he walks past them on the grass, they're all just sitting in their cum-stained jockstraps, looking up at the sky as they jerk off, looking at the clouds, just so casually talking about all the women that they want to fuck on campus as they suck each other off, bend each other over, and touch each other in all of these places that they're reserving for their special loved ones back at home. One of these frat bros went by the name of Blake. He was one of these boys that visited Old Man Richard's place, and initially, the two of them did not get along. Blake had a tendency to accidentally break things around Richard's house. And after much-needed discipline, Old Man Richard had turned this big quarterback-sized bull of a boy into a submissive, breedable little bottom boy who was now bending over in front of Old Man Richard, shaking his big, beefy ass and asking him to please fuck him. And now Old Man Richard was used to this kind of behavior. Everywhere he went around his house, he was being hounded by horny boys. So Old Man Richard, he did what he thought was necessary, taking his long 7-inch thick middle finger, sticking it in his mouth, sucking it and spitting on it, before taking that middle finger and shoving it up this jock's asshole, pressing his finger directly onto his prostate, finger blasting the poor horny jock boy's hole until his little roided up boy dick spurts cum all over his big beefy chest. Oh, but Old Man Richard isn't done there. He knows exactly how to deal with all of these naughty boys. He pulls his middle finger out of this jock's hole, spits on his index finger, and shoves both fingers back in. And he pounds this young quarterback's prostate over and over, adding fingers as his hole gets looser and looser. And he just takes his time with the young man. He just keeps going and blasting his ass until the young bull just lays on the soft grass, covered in his own cum, laying on his back in the midday sun. Old Man Richard, he heads up to his bedroom, walking past the kitchen, where all these dads and lads are all just having a drink, just palling around, jerking off, their arms overlaying on top of each other's shoulders. Before heading up to his bedroom, Old Man Richard sits down on one of his many leather sofas, and he pulls one of these horny baiter boys onto his lap, and the crowd of men gather around him as he tells yet another dirty story. He cracks open another beer and then starts to go on and on about what he did after he left the military. He became a masseuse, learning the art of massage and exactly where to touch a man to make them ejaculate, giving all of his clients happy endings, whether they wanted them or not. Old Man Richard, he pokes, prods, and caresses the poor horny boy sitting on his lap, rambling on and on about different massage techniques that he uses on men to get them to climax, all while he performs those same techniques on the poor boy sitting in between his lap. The boy giggles and sputters through every sperm-laden orgasm that Old Man Richard delivers to him, all while his chubby, balding stepdad watches him from a distance in the corner, jacking his big, meaty cock off underneath his big, swollen, ball-belly gut. All the while, the young man's friends watch on in envious arousal. They masturbate their baiter boy boners to the sight of their friend shooting out a fountain of sperm out of his 3-inch dick, moaning in pleasure from Old Man Richard massaging his feet with his powerful man hands. The dads and lads all circle up and ejaculate directly onto the little boy toy as he moans his way through a shoulder massage. The boy's stepdad helps him get up from old man Richard's lap, all covered in cum and his own fucking bodily fluids. And old man Richard, he just gets up so casually and then continues through the house, stretching his arms as he walks through the library, the study, chocked full of pornographic magazines and cassette tapes, all of which are thoroughly enjoyed by the daddies and boys that come by old man Richard's place just to jack off in the movie theater in the basement. He walks past the group showers, waving to the men inside there who are standing underneath the shower heads, polishing their penis heads. Old man Richard takes a deep, hearty, relaxing breath of air in, smelling the scent of sperm throughout the house. He looks to the old cheesy wallpaper and smiles, knowing that he's fully trained all of these men to just come whenever they can, as many times as they can. It was a commonly stated rule throughout the house to just leave the loads where they fucking land. Spread your seed as a man. The entire house smells like sperm and sex and men. All of the group photos lining the hallways just show all of the types of men that have been here throughout the decades. In these group photos, old man Richard stands in the middle of each and every one of them, surrounded by men, dads, boys, all of them lined up and smiling to the camera, completely naked. And up until recently, most of these photos have had all these men just staring directly at the camera, smiling, trying to be well-behaved. That was until some of the naughtier boys started a little tradition amongst them. These young men would try their best to ejaculate right as the camera flashed. Old man Richard looks at all these photos as he heads towards his bedroom every day and every night, just gazing as in the early 2000s, this trend started. These horny boys would just edge themselves so much, save their loads as much as possible. So that way, when the group photo of the year is taken, all of the silly bater boys are immortalized on the wall. Their little pee-pees spurting into the air, their stupid drooling faces, and their laughter forever immortalized in old man Richard's place. Sometimes, when there aren't that many people around, old man Richard will pick up one of these picture frames and take them into his room, and then return the picture back into the hallway with a big, fat splat of old man spunk covering the face and body of whoever made him lose his load. Old man Richard grabs one of these frames and heads into his bedroom, where nobody else except him is allowed. Because a man's gotta have his own place. No one knows exactly what he does when he's all locked up in his room, but they can guess as they look up to see his room on the top of the house, the third floor, looking down on everybody as they engage in the most silly acts. Old man Richard stares down at the boys playing Spin the Dildo, and he laughs as he looks down at them. He peers over at the garden and stares at all of those men in their 30s and 40s, trying their best to teach these young bater boys on how to thrust perfectly into fuck toys, sex dolls, and fleshlights, critiquing their form as they do so. Even from all the way up there, he can hear the sounds of their young penises thrusting in and out and coming prematurely into their fuck toys. He can hear all these older men start lamenting about how boys these days just don't know how to edge, before whipping out their daddy dicks and showing these boys how it's done. And as much as Richard wants to go down and join all these men and bond with them, you have to remember he's an old man. And so he goes to bed at 6 p.m. at a reasonable time, so that way he can wake up in the middle of the night and play with all these boys and all these men When he rests his tired old bones in his bed, he knows for sure that all these men, all these dads and lads, they won't steal from him. They won't trash his place. They'll cook for him. They'll clean for him. And they'll do anything for him as long as they can visit again.